Our lengthy interview with Republican Congressman Cliff Bentz of Oregon last week prompted several comments from you, our listeners. Some wanted a more confrontational exchange. One wrote, "Maybe you could get an interviewer who knows how to push back if you're hosting a show about the environment and inviting Republicans on the air to cover all their talking points." Adding, "I've never been as shocked to hear an interview on public radio, typically considered liberal-leaning, and during an environmental program at that. Caving to Trump's bullying tactics that the media is biased isn't going to win you more viewers." For the record, we cover relevant and accurate news and information from across the political spectrum, left, right, and center, and have never caved to bullying tactics by those opposed to truth in environmental reporting. Larry Cooper offered a more measured critique. "Thank you for the interesting episode on the Republican Party. As an Oregonian, I was particularly interested in the Bentz interview. A lot of interesting things came up in that interview that really need some follow-up to present more of the facts. First of all, I was struck by Bentz's very confusing and contradictory comments over drafting of groundwater. On the one hand, he decried overuse of very deep wells, yet there are thousands of acres of hay being grown with this water in his district. Secondly, his discussion of dam removal and salmon seemed a total disconnect from reality. Dams block a tremendous amount of anadromous fish habitat, and there's no question that the salmon would be helped with dam removal. On top of that, there are alternatives to generating clean, storable energy in the region. Bentz goes further to claim that not enough is being done to mitigate predation of fish in the ocean. Yes, but hardly an argument against improving river habitat. You could do a good show looking at the indigenous tribal projects that are restoring stream flows and improving aquatic habitat in Bentz's district. Thirdly, Bentz should be called out regarding his stance against federal protection of the high desert. We have some wonderful national monuments there, and they do mitigation of invasive weeds. And of course, his legal career has been greatly enhanced with the Chevron takedown by the Supremes. Thanks for a good show. And thank you, Larry, for your comments. And I'll comment here. A cornerstone of American democracy is the freedom of speech. And I am reluctant to censor the stated opinions of public officials that some, maybe even many listeners to this program, find unattractive. Fact-checking is important, as you heard a while ago when we ran part of former President Trump's convention speech. We fact-checked his comments as we don't care to broadcast, quote, alternative facts. But the line between fact and opinion can be blurry sometimes, and people are certainly entitled to their own opinions. And as citizens in a democracy, we need to hear opinions from a wide range of sources, even if sometimes we don't want to hear them, so we can better discern our own. President Thomas Jefferson once said, "We need a free press and free discourse to be free," and I quote, "Were it left to me to decide whether we should have a government without newspapers or newspapers without a government, I should not hesitate a moment to prefer the latter."